And with us today on Cranford Dental Opens Up, Dr. Bill Cranford. Bill, in the field of dentistry, you all are now beginning to look at obstructions in the airway?
Yeah, we've been dealing with snoring and some forms of obstructive sleep apnea for 30 years, where you make an appliance that brings the jaw out just a little bit, which opens up the soft palate where you can breathe better at night. So we've been doing that all along, but we're looking at it more and more now.
Is that because of technology and new medications?
Well, there's new technology. You know, the gold standard for people with sleep apnea is a CPAP. And we know people that wear CPAPs and can't live without them. But some people cannot tolerate a CPAP. So sometimes we get referrals from cardiologists, pulmonologists for us to take a look at a patient and see if there's something that we can do that is smaller and not as good as a CPAP, but will help you breathe better at night and keep you from snoring.
So you are working in conjunction with the cardiologists on these?
Yeah, we would like to do it where they have had a sleep study done, so we have a baseline to know where they are, that it's not just mild snoring, but we want to know what level they are currently at before we do any treatment.
So this must be like music to those people who have trouble with a sleep apnea mask.
It is. It's a good thing. It's smaller, more convenient, and easier to keep up with, and you don't have to do all the cleaning exercises and maintenance that you have to do on a CPAP machine.
Very interesting information for people who have problems with sleep apnea. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, thank you, Manning. Always good to see you.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next edition of Cranford Dental Opens Up here on WRHI Radio. To learn more about modern dentistry, go online to CranfordDental.com.